语来念出今天的信息经文，就是约拿书第四章第一至第十一节。
Thanks the children ministry for their very good illustration of the passage this morning. Pastor Wei Kang will now read the passage in Chinese. It's taken from the book of Jonah, chapter 4, verse 1 through 11.
这事令约拿大大不悦，甚至发怒。他就向耶和华祷告说：耶和华，这不就是我人在本国的时候所说的吗？我知道你是有恩惠、有怜悯的神，不轻易发怒，有丰盛的慈爱，并且会改变心意，不降那灾难。我就是因为这样，才急速逃往他失去的。耶和华，现在求你驱走我的性命吧，因为我死了比活着更好。耶和华说：你这样发怒，对吗？约拿出城，坐在城的东边，在那里为自己搭了一座棚。他坐在棚子的荫下，要看看城里会发生什么事。耶和华安排了一棵蓖麻，使他生长高过约拿，银子遮盖他头，使他免受苦难。约拿因这棵蓖麻大大欢喜。吃了黎明，神却安排一条虫来咬这蓖麻，以致枯干。太阳出来的时候，神安排炎热的东风，太阳扑晒约拿的头，使他发昏。他就为自己求死，说：我死了比活着更好。神对约拿说：你因这棵蓖麻这样发怒，对吗？他说：我发怒以至于死都是对的。耶和华说：这棵蓖麻你没有为它操劳，也不是你使它长大的，它一夜生长，一夜枯死，你尚且爱惜，何况这尼尼微大城，其中不能分辨左右手的就有12万多人，还有许多牲畜，我岂能不爱惜呢？亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，根据约拿书第三章的经文记载，当约拿向尼尼微城的人宣告说：再等40日，尼尼微必倾覆。然而，神查看了尼尼微城里的人行为，见他们离开恶道，就不把灾祸降于他们。
According to the development captured in chapter 3 in the book of Jonah, when Jonah proclaimed to the Ninevites that the city would be overthrown in 40 days, God, however, observed the Ninevites' behavior and actions and saw that they had turned from their evil ways, and he relented and did not bring on them the destruction that he had threatened.
今天第四章的经文让我们同样来思考三个为何会这样。
The passage today taken from chapter 4 again provided for us an opportunity to reflect upon three why is this so.
首先，为什么约拿会为此事大大的不悦，甚至发怒呢？
First, why was Jonah so appreciably displeased by this event to the point of flying into a rage?
因为约拿认为耶和华神怎么可以说话不算话呢？之前不是说要审判惩罚尼尼微城吗？ 怎么没有去执行呢？
Jonah felt that the Lord did not keep his word. Did he not say previously that he would judge and punish the city of Nineveh? How could he not follow through?
约拿的这个发怒让我有点奇怪。作为一个先知，被差遣到其他国家去宣讲神的审判，全城的人都奇迹般的听从约拿的宣告，从最大尼尼微王到最小，甚至牲畜牛羊都愿意披上这个麻衣来忏悔。约拿应该感到高兴才对啊，因为有人愿意相信和听从。
Oddly though, being a prophet who was sent to a foreign land to proclaim God's judgment, this entire city miraculously heeded Jonah's declaration and complied, from the greatest, the king of Nineveh, to the least, including livestock, cattle, and sheep, all willingly put on sackcloth and repented. Jonah, by right, should have been elated because man was willing to trust and obey.
可是我们看到约拿反而是向神来抱怨和发怒，甚至求神即刻取他的命，说死了比活着还好，为何会这样？
Instead, he griped and expressed his anger at God, to the point that he asked that God take his life, saying that he would rather die than live. Why is this so?
第二个为何会这样？当约拿出城，坐在城的东边，为自己搭了一座棚，准备要看尼尼微城究竟会有什么结果。
The second why is this so. When Jonah exited the city of Nineveh, he sat down at a place east of the city, made himself a shelter, and was preparing to witness Nineveh's endgame.
耶和华神奇妙地安排了一颗这个披麻，或者也有人说这是常春藤的植物呢，让它快速的长高，给约拿去做这个遮凉，让约拿呢为此呢感到非常的喜悦。
The Lord miraculously provided for a vine or an ivy plant, caused it to grow expeditiously so as to be a shade for Jonah, and Jonah was extremely delighted about this.
可是呢，隔天早上，神又安排一条虫去咬这棵的植物，使它枯干。
However, the next day at dawn, the Lord provided for a worm to chew this plant, causing it to wither.
六姐妹，阅读约拿书有趣的地方，就是常看到许多的场景都充满了戏剧性的这个发生，或者是说大自然发生了一些不可思议的事情，比如在第一章，我们看到海突然狂风大作，又突然的平静下来，大鱼突然出现，吞下了约拿，三天三夜后又将它吐出来，以及我们今天所看到的披麻一天之内快速的长高，可以遮阴，隔天又被虫快速地咬死。
Brothers and sisters, the interesting thing about reading the book of Jonah is that we often come across a myriad of scenes which are filled with dramas and events which appear to be inconceivable occurrences in nature. In chapter 1, we saw raging sea calming abruptly and instantaneously. A huge fish emerging and swallowed Jonah up and disgorged him after 3 days and 3 nights in his belly. And today, we saw a vine experiencing accelerated growth within a day, it became tall enough to be a shade, and yet just as quickly was chewed up by a worm and withered the next day.
今天我们看到一棵披麻植物快速的长高，然后又有一条虫来快速的去咬死，使它枯干。神在开什么玩笑？这几乎就是在整或是捉弄约拿嘛，竟然安排了一棵植物来照顾他，为何又安排一条虫来搞破坏呢？去激怒约拿。
So we saw these vines experiencing accelerated growth. And yet the next day was chewed up by a worm and withered. Was God indeed teasing or playing tricks on Jonah? Having provided for a plant so that Jonah could be taken care of, why in turn was a worm arranged to wreak damage, agitating and angering Jonah?
第三个，为何会这样？更加莫名其妙和让人感到费解。
The third, why is this so? Even more baffling and perplexing.
神在加把经的安排了这个炎热的东风在沙漠吹起，让这个太阳来曝晒约拿的头，使他发昏，导致约拿对神说，我发怒以至于死都是对的。
God took it up another notch, provided for the scorching east wind to blow across the desert, and the sun to blaze on Jonah's head that he felt faint, leading Jonah to say to God, it is better for me to die than to live, and I'm so angry I wish I were dead.
神啊，你在玩什么把戏呢？你是故意要捉弄约拿到绝望，甚至逼他想去寻死才罢休吗？还是神，你要透过大自然发生的事，给予约拿什么教导或信息？
Oh God, what kind of tricks are you playing? Did you intentionally tease Jonah to the point of despair, and that you would only concede when he was compelled to seek death as a way out?Or through occurrences in nature, did you want to teach or share a message with Jonah?
我们看见约拿原本他暂时是活在一切都安营舒服的美好的日子，突然间被破坏了和被剥夺而失去了一切，而且凶手竟然是出自这位创造沧海和陆地的神。掌管世上一切万物，大自然都听命于他，耶和华神的手，为何会这样呢？
We saw that Jonah initially lived an easy and comfortable life, but abruptly all were destroyed and taken away, and he lost this tranquility. And ironically, the culprit was none other than the God who created the sea and the dry land. He who has the authority, the sovereignty over all things on earth,Even nature herself has to take heed. This mighty hand of the Lord, why is this so?
其实，约拿为何会发怒求死，以及遭受神特别的对待，都有其原因。
In actuality, there were underlying reasons as to why Jonah was agitated and angered to the point that he sought to die, and he experienced God's unique treatment.
尼尼微城的人愿意忏悔，以致没有遭受到神的毁灭性的惩罚。对约拿来说，他心里是存着错综复杂的情绪和想法。
The Ninevites were willing to repent, and therefore God did not bring upon them the destructive punishment which he had threatened. And from Jonah's perspective, he was bottled up with complex and intricate emotions and thoughts.
对约拿来说，他是不希望神对这座大城施怜悯，他不愿意，或者说是害怕尼尼微得到了神的赦免恩典。
For Jonah, he did not hope for God to show mercy and compassion to the city. He was unwilling, or perhaps in other words, he was fearful that Nineveh would be the recipient of God's grace and forgiveness.
约拿最希望看到的是仇敌的城市尼尼微被惩罚甚至消灭，因为或许这样北国以色列因此会少了一个残暴的仇敌，或许这样就不会发生北国以色列反而在主前721年遭受到亚述国残酷的消灭。
Ultimately, Jonah very much hoped to see Nineveh, a city of his foe, to be punished and even annihilated, because perhaps this way, the northern nation Israel would be rid of a vicious foe. Perhaps this way, this would have mitigated the merciless destruction of the northern nation Israel by Azariah in B.C. 721.
第二个的原因就是约拿认为耶和华神为何要如此的仁慈怜悯恩待亚述国尼尼微城的人呢？神的恩典怜悯为何不能只给他所拣选的子民就好，反而连他子民的仇敌亚述也可以同样的得到？
The second reason, why would the Lord be faithful, merciful, and kind towards the Ninevites of Azrael? Why should God's grace and mercy not be reserved solely for his chosen people? Why should even the foes of his people, the Azrians, be able to receive the same?
其实，当我们来去看整本约拿书的时候，我们可以理解到约拿书的作者是要从约拿遭遇的事上带出一些重要的阐述或者是这个思考来。
In fact, when we study the whole book of Jonah, we could see that the author of this book intended to set forth some overriding exposition and reflections from looking at the experiences of Jonah.
首先，我们来看，他约拿书，他要阐述一种很独特的这个观念，就是神的怜悯、恩典跟祝福不单会给予属他的子民，也会给予地上所有的民族。
First, it expounded on a unique thought and view that God's mercy, grace, and blessings are not only given to his people, but also given to all nations on earth.
从这样的一个荧幕的下端的这个经文里面，我们看到，在这个新约书卷马太福音或者是约翰福音，它也是有这样的阐述关于神的恩典。
As you can see from this lower half of this PowerPoint, in the New Testament, both the Gospels of Matthew and John had similar expositions about God's grace, compassion, and blessings.
比如说马太福音第五章四十五节说，因为他叫日头照好人，也叫歹人，降雨给义人，也给不义的人。
It's an example in chapter 5, verse 45 in the book of Matthew. It says that you may be children of your Father in heaven. He causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good and sends rain on the righteous and unrighteous.
约翰福音三章十六节如此说，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫这信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
The book of John, chapter 3, verse 16, it reads, For God so loved the world that he gave his only and one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
约拿书第二点，它是要让阅读约拿书的读者去思考或者去反省，尤其是以色列人。
The second point being, the author wanted to allow the readers of the book of Jonah to ponder and to reflect, and this particularly refers to the Israelites.
当尼尼微城的异教徒，他们选择远离了恶道，丢弃手中的暴行时，我们看到就得到了神的赦免、怜悯的恩典，而没有遭受到这个惩罚。
When the pagans of Nineveh chose to give up their evil ways and their violence, they were forgiven, received God's merciful grace, and were not punished.
当以色列人他们回头看自己的国家北国以色列的时候，后来遭受到亚述国的侵犯和这个羞辱，甚至国家被灭。
And looking back at its own country, the northern nation Israel,is eventually subjected to the Assyrians' invasion and humiliation, and even to the point of the nation being annihilated.
他们经过了这个反省和思考之后，最大的可能，他们会认为说，因为他们不顺服神，或者 不愿意去认真忏悔归向神的缘故，才会遭受到这个惩罚。
Upon reflection, the most likely possibility was because they did not obey God, or were unwilling to earnestly repent and return to God, which in turn led to the punishment.
反过来说，如果他们能够像尼尼微城的人顺服神，并愿意忏悔来归向神，或许他们的结果就会不一样。
Conversely, had they obeyed God as did the Ninevites and willingly repented and returned to God, their end game perhaps would have been completely different.
在约拿书里，我们看到约拿要的是一位公正无私、属于他选民以色列人的神，但是神却要让约拿看见他是一位有恩典、怜悯及对世上一切受造物的父求悔改有回应的神，不单只是以色列人而已，包括全世界不同的民族。
In the book of Jonah, we see that what Jonah wanted was a fair God who belongs to his chosen people, the Israelites. But God instead wanted Jonah to see him as a God of mercy and grace.And a God who responds to all creations on earth when they cry out to him and repent, and not exclusively the Israelites, but different nations across the world.
第二个回应为何会这样？透过一棵披麻植物、一条虫，神要让约拿知道，世上一切万物与大自然都是听命于他。也是被这位神所掌管的。
The second response to why is this so? Through a vine, a worm, God wanted Jonah to recognize that all things in the world and nature take heed and are under his sovereignty.
无论是第一章出现海上的暴风浪、独特的大鱼，以及今天我们所看到披麻的长高。虫的破坏力都非常明显表达出耶和华神是创造天地万物至高的真神，他有主权能力随自己的心意去行事。
Whether it was the raging storm or the unique huge fish in chapter 1 or the vine which you saw today growing up supernaturally and quickly and the destructive powers of the wormAll clearly illustrate that the Lord God is the true God who created all things in the heavens and the earth. He has the authority and sovereignty to act according to his will.
神确实是故意安排这些事的发生，目的是要让约拿明白一件事：这个披麻，你没有为他操劳，也不是你使他长大的。他一夜生长，一夜枯死。约拿，你有什么好抱怨的？
God indeed did purposefully allow these events to come to pass, to allow Jonah to recognize one thing. You have been concerned about this plant, though you did not tend it or make it grow. It sprang up overnight and died overnight. Is it right for you to be angry about the plant?
第三个回应为何会这样？神安排炎热的东风在沙漠吹起，使太阳曝晒约拿的头，使他发昏，导致约拿对神说：“我发怒于这一时都是对的。”
The third response to why is this so? God provided for the scorching east wind.To blow across the desert and the sun to blaze on Jonah's head, that he felt faint, leaving Jonah to say to God, It is better for me to die than to live, and I'm so angry I wish I were dead.
弟兄姐妹们，你是否觉得约拿有点像小孩子般闹情绪？当得不到想要的东西时，就斗气，又哭又喊的。就如我们所说，一哭二闹三上吊。
Brothers and sisters, do you feel that Jonah was somewhat acting like a child throwing a tantrum? When he did not receive what he had wanted, he acted up, yelled, and bawled.
神透过大自然所发生的事，是要让约拿知道和明白，如果一颗屁麻都让约拿你如此的爱惜，尼尼微大臣你单单不能分辨左手右手的，就有120,000多人啊，还有许多的牲畜，为何约拿不能像耶和华神这样去爱惜这世上一切所造的万物呢？
Through various occurrences in nature, God wanted Jonah to recognize and appreciate if a wine can be cherished, so treasured by Jonah, the enormous city of Nineveh. There were more than 120,000 people in it who did not know right from wrong, as well as many animals. Why could Jonah not be more like God, to similarly love and cherish all creations on earth?
让我们来看一下经文的第四章第二节。约拿说，我知道你是有恩典、有怜悯的神，不轻易发怒，有丰盛的慈爱。请问这里的恩典、怜悯和慈爱是什么意思呢？
Let's take a look at the passage again in chapter 4. Jonah said, I know that you are a compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love. So what exactly do grace, compassion, and love here refer to?
其实透过这节经文已经很明显的来去告诉约拿说，神的恩典呢是说神听见人在痛苦中的这个呐喊跟呼求，神要以这个慈心来去眷顾有需要的人。
From the passage you could see that by grace it refers to God willing to hear man's cry and plead in pain, and with loving kindness show care and concern for those in need.
而这里的怜悯也简单来说，神他总不撇下和不灭绝人，他反而以他的信实来去遵行他跟人所立的圣约。
And by compassion here refers to the fact that God will never forsake and leave man behind, but rather he will keep and abide by the covenant he had established with man.
而第三，慈爱，这是一种很久信实的爱，并且呢愿意许下承诺委身去爱对方的那种的爱。
And third, love. And here the love is eternal, is everlasting and faithful, and in addition is based on the willingness to promise and to commit to the other.
我们要为此来献上我们的感恩，因为我们有这样一位恩典、怜悯、慈爱的神。
And we, for all this, we have to give thanks because we have a God who is gracious, merciful, and provides us with blessings.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我们或许也曾经像约拿，因着某些事来向神抱怨、发怒，为何会这样？甚至我们也曾经向神求死。
Dear brothers and sisters, we perhaps have been just like Jonah, griped about certain things to God, became incensed and furious as to why this was so, and perhaps even begged God to take our lives.
例如有时在社会上经历或看见不公不义的事发生，也会询问或指责神说，为何不彰显公义和慈爱？面对疫情的发生，也会生气去抱怨或者指责神，为什么不掌控、阻止残酷悲伤的事发生呢？
At times when we experience the witness injustice in society, we often would accuse God as to why he did not manifest his love and righteousness. Faced with the COVID outbreak, we furiously gripe and accuse God as to why he did not exert his sovereignty to prevent such cruel and sad events from taking place.
正如我们现在都面对到这个疫情的影响，我们心里堆问，为何神让冠状病毒的疫情发生，导致许多人遭受这个恐慌、痛苦，甚至死亡，各行各业也受到严重的冲击，许多人的工作、生活、经济收入受到巨大的影响和这个改变。
For instance, for many of us over the last few weeks, we should have been asking why did God permit this COVID outbreak to occur, leading to many being stricken with fear, panic, and pain, and for some even deaths. Many industries and sectors experienced severe shocks and disruptions, and for many, their jobs, livelihood, and income as well have been severely impacted or altered.
我们都曾经看过许多经文是神透过人说过的祝福或应许。从经文的字面上，我们可以理解到，它是讲述关于这个平安、福气、医治以及保护等等等，就如在荧幕上我们所看到的经文。
As we study the Bible, we have come across many things that God has said through men, and they typically refer to peace, healing, and blessings that comes from him, and as reflected in a few of the verses on the PowerPoint in front of you.
就如约伯记二十章说啊，就得平安，福气也临到你。诗篇一百零三篇三节说，要医治你的一切疾病。诗篇一百二十一篇第七节说，耶和华要保护你，免受一切的灾害等等。
So the three verses, Job 22, verse 21, it says, Submit to God and be at peace with him, and this way prosperity will come to you. In Psalm 103, verse 3, He who forgives all your sins and heals your diseases. And finally, Psalm 121, verse 7, The Lord will keep you from all harm, He will watch over your life.
然而，我们大部分的人现今因为疫情的影响，生活变得有点的这混乱，日子也会陷入到在这个提心吊胆中去度过。我们或许会问说，神啊，为什么我们没有强烈感受到或者得到你所讲的平安、福气、保护等等等，反而一切都好像变得更加的糟糕。
I think for many of us, as a consequence of the COVID outbreak, our lives have become chaotic. And now we often lead our lives fearfully and without peace. And we will ask, why do we not receive or experience this peace, this blessing, healing, or protection which we have spoken about? But rather, all things seem to have taken a turn for the worse.
这时候，或许神向约拿所发的问题也适用于我们。神说，你这样发怒，对吗？或许神也说，你所拥有的一切，不是你可掌管，也不是你可守护。一夜得到，一夜失去，你有什么好抱怨的呢？
At this juncture, it does seem that the question which God had posed to Jonah would be appropriate in our context as well. Is it right for you to be angry, God says? Or perhaps God would say, all your possessions, they are not under your control, and also not something you can safeguard. It sprang up overnight and died overnight. What is there for you to gripe and grumble about?
让我们更去仔细深入去思考，若是或者当你我向神去抱怨发怒时，是不是因为要求神来先按照自己的标准 和认知去施行公义、慈爱及怜悯呢？
Let's honestly reflect on this. Whenever we gripe or irate at God, is it because we're asking God to work His justice, His love, or His mercy according or in line with our human standards and condition?
只要不合乎自己的这个标准和想法，就指着神说，啊，你不够公义，不够慈爱，更不像圣经所说，那么的有恩典和怜悯。
As long as these are not consistent with our standards or our line of thoughts, we often accuse God of not being just enough or loving enough, and it's completely different from the grace and compassion that's been talked about in the Bible.
这是我们信徒要需要注意的一件事情，不是自己先学习去顺服神，也不是说要先让自己去学习先了解神的属性和心意，我们反而是倒过来说，要求神要先顺从我自己，要求神必须符合自己的想法和立场去实现自己想要成就的事。
This is an inherent issue that all of us as believers have to recognize, that it is not about learning to obey God or to first recognize God's attributes and will. But instead, we're asking God to submit to us and to demand that God must conform to our thinking and be consistent with our position so as to realize what we desire to accomplish.
若是这样，凡事都要神听我的，凡事都要神去遵行我想要得到的，请问究竟耶和华是神，还是你跟我才是神？
If all we are asking is for God to do our bidding, brothers and sisters, let me ask you this. Is the Lord the God or are we the God?
无可否认，冠状病毒这个疫情带来的伤害，或者是说生活上有许多不如意的事情发生，让我们感到无奈，也使我们耗尽了精神体力去面对和解决，甚至严重的可能得了忧郁症，甚至想要去寻死。
Without a doubt, the damage inflicted by the COVID outbreak or the many unpleasant events in life as a consequence had led us to feel perhaps helpless, and also we have to exhaust mental bandwidthand physical strength to face up to some of these issues and resolve them, and perhaps even to the point of being in a state of depression, wanting to seek death.
不过呢，许多事情的发生是一体两面，正如好像一元新加坡币，它有两面，也就是说，有事情的发生，可能有不好的一面，但是也有好的一面。
However, there are always two sides to every story. A not so positive side, but also a positive side.
从好的一面来看，疫情或许也可以给我们更多的学习跟这个改变。
And in turn, if we look at this COVID outbreak, we could actually take away prospects for learning as well as for change.
比如说，教会的主日崇拜，现今我们是以这个线上的方式来进行这个虚拟的崇拜，让那些没有办法到教会参加崇拜的人会得到这个祝福，可以说现在在家里一起跟我们参加这个崇拜。
For instance, our Sunday worship service now is conducted online in a virtual worship format, and this brings blessings to many.Who might not have been able to physically worship with us in the church, and now being able to worship together at home.
疫情的发生提醒人要更加注重个人的卫生习惯和身体的健康，而也因为这样减少了其他疾病的传播跟发生。
The COVID outbreak also reminded us to be more mindful of one's personal hygiene habits and health, and this in turn had helped minimize the occurrence and transmission of other ailments and illnesses.
因为阻断措施使到人没有办法彼此的相聚和见面，因为这样让我们能够去更珍惜将来我们人与人相聚见面的这个机会。
And because of the restrictions being put in place, we are not able to gather as often as we used to. And we are now a lot more appreciative of the opportunities for gathering and catching up with others in person.
因着疫情使到我们许多人遭受各种的困难和挑战的时候，也促使了我们回到神的面前，更加迫切的祷告，去寻求他的帮助，使到我们可以在困难中去亲眼看见他能力的彰显，他给予的帮助和拯救，甚至让我们可以亲身经历到神的同在。
In addition, because of the outbreak, various difficulties, speed bumps, and challenges that we face and will continue to present themselves in front of us, but they also compel us to return before God with an imperative to pray, to seek His help, so that in our difficulties and troubles, we're able to witness for ourselves the manifestation of His strength and authority, His help and rescue, and most importantly, to personally experience God being with us.
当我回想起我之前我决定接受差遣，所听从神的话去读这个神学院的时候，心中其实还是有点的阻碍。因此呢，在报名截止日期后，我才将这个报名的表格交上去。如果神学院不接受我的报名，我可以至少有借口跟神说，我已经交了报名表格了。
Thinking back when I accepted God's calling, submitted to Him, and registered at theological college, I still had a lot of impediments and hindrances in my heart. And as such, I only submitted my application form after the application deadline. So at least I could humor God with an excuse that I had already submitted the application, just that I was not admitted.
奇妙的是三一神学院负责报名的导师竟然约我去面谈，最后还让我报名成功。
Remarkably, the instructor overseeing the admission process at TTC actually called me in for an interview, and eventually my application was successful.
在进入神学院就读时，原本计划只靠自己的储蓄来念完这个神学课程。可是却因为一时的疏忽少算了一些生活费而变成了不足够，在担心和没有告诉的情况下，却奇妙地得到了教会和一群信徒们在经济上给予支持，刚好足够让我可以完成神学课程的这个费用。
After having enrolled at TTC,The original plan was to rely on my savings to complete the coursework. However, due to negligence, I did not budget in certain living expenses, and as such, my savings was no longer adequate. In my state of worry and concern, and actually not having shared my financial predicament with others, I amazingly received financial support from church and a number of fellow believers, which just added to be just enough to allow me to complete my studies.
不但如此，进入神学院之前让我担心忧虑的其中一件事，就是将来是否有经济能力去结婚或举行婚礼。奇妙的是，竟然在我神学毕业后的同个月份，5月22号，在神学院老师、教会和洗莲堂弟兄姐妹们义不容辞的协助和祝福下，顺利在洗莲堂完成了结婚典礼。
And besides this, one thing which had caused me grief and concern before enrolling at TTC was whether I would be financially able to marry and to hold a wedding ceremony. And once again, remarkably, in the same month of my graduation, on May 22nd, with the support and blessings from the teachers at TTC, church and fellow brothers and sisters at Jubilee, we successfully held a wedding ceremony at Jubilee Church.
弟兄姐妹们, 我们所相信和依靠的神, 是一位如月拿所说, 祂是有恩典, 有怜悯的神, 不轻易发怒, 有丰盛的慈爱。 整卷月拿书, 让我们看见, 祂确确实实是如此的一位神, 我自己也亲身经历到。
Brothers and sisters, the God whom we trust and rely on is as what Jonah had described. He is a compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love. The entire book of Jonah allowed us to witness that he indeed is such a God, and I have personally experienced this.
继续看见和经历他的确是一位有恩典、有怜悯、有丰盛慈爱的神，特别是当我们愿意接受差遣、顺服、舍己和委身去传扬神国的福音时，更能够亲眼去看见他主权能力的彰显，他给予的帮助和拯救，以及我们要亲身经历神的同在。
And now I trust that you and I have to continue to witness and experience in our day-to-day lives that he indeed is a compassionate, gracious God abounding in love. I think in particular, when we're willing to accept his calling, submit, offer, and commit ourselves to spread the gospel of the kingdom of God, that we are better able to personally witness the manifestation of his sovereignty, the help and rescue rendered, as well as to personally experience God being with us.
愿一切荣耀归于我们的神。 Amen.
All glory be to God. Amen.